This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline Ezra on the Evening Edition, 6:39 p.m. We're taking a look at our next story about stateless children and, of course, the issues related to the application for citizenship. And, of course, children become stateless for a variety of reasons, such as being born stateless in Malaysia because their parents are themselves stateless, or being born out of wedlock, or because their parents are not known. And the exact number of children born stateless in Malaysia is unknown, but as a result, it puts them at risk of suffering abuse, neglect, and violence through a variety of things, right? Lack of healthcare, education, social isolation, and all the issues that has been raised on this particular matter.
Yep, that's right. So a child rights activist, Hartini Zainuddin, has been very vocal about it.
Yes.
It's something that we've talked to her many times about. And, you know, I think she's put out a letter to the new government, you know, reinstating this plea, which, you know, she's been putting out for many years now.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to cross over right now to Hartini Zainuddin herself. She's on the line. Tini, great to have you on the program. Of course, we've spoken to you about the issue of stateless children many, many times over the years, and you've expressed it in this op-ed on the Malaysian Insight as well, and that the wait must be over for stateless children to obtain citizenship. Considering how long this has been an issue and the many children have paid the price for the state of affairs, it really feels as though this can't be resolved soon enough.
Well, I think, first of all, you know, it's just personally, my daughter's waited 10 years and we've had so many hiccups and starts and stops that it's been quite frustrating. It's to the point where, you know, both previous home ministers had agreed to give citizenship to my daughter and, you know, the group of children that I had brought forward. And then, of course, there were delays and delays and delays until Parliament was dissolved, and then we moved on to the next minister. And so I've had to do this twice, where I've had to, you know, build a relationship and argue my cases and start from scratch with regards to appealing on citizenship being given to my daughter and the other children that I've sort of taken on. And it's quite frustrating. That coupled with the fact that, you know, the federal court has delayed again the hearing on those five cases for the third time in 3 months or 4 months. You know, it's quite frustrating. I'm not the lawyer who's trying one of these cases, but as a spectator and knowing how important these cases are in terms of impact on stateless children adopted by Malaysian parents, it's quite frustrating. I wouldn't dare argue the legal repercussions, but I will tell you what the impact is on delaying giving citizenship to children who deserve it. There is no reason not to give groups of children their citizenship.
Right. So, you know, so yesterday we spoke with Eric Paulson from Lawyers for Liberty, and he explained that it's pretty much down to bureaucratic red tape, which seems, I guess, like a pretty weak reason to have had this issue fester for so long.
But that's the point, isn't it? It's bureaucratic red tape. It can be resolved if there's a will. The problem is there's been no will, and it's deliberate, I think, a deliberate justification of denying citizenship to children who need it the most vulnerable. There is no reason not to give citizenship to stateless children adopted by Malaysian parents. That group can completely get citizenship. There is no reason, you know, to deny and reject other groups of say stateless people. So you need to look at who the definition of stateless is, and don't try to lump them in with every other group. You know, we keep saying, and the policy has been in the past, that stateless people are foreigners, which is so completely false. Many of the children of the communities, of the adults, of the elderly stateless people were born here, and they're most probably going to die here without ever having left the country or being recognized citizens. We've been doing this for years, generations and generations here. It's got to stop. Why are we not allowing, you know, very capable people with lots of potential to serve this country? I don't understand.
Well, Tini, you've expressed your concerns about the High Court's postponement of the hearing yesterday for specifically five cases of childhood statelessness. The AG's chambers was awaiting new instructions from the Home Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. I guess some of us saw it as a sign of what might turn out to be potentially a good outcome, but maybe you could elaborate on your concerns about the postponement.
Because they've postponed it for the third time in 3 months. And they've always come out with some legal jargon or not. I'm just telling you, in the meantime, while the lawyers and the grown-ups figure out what they want to do and they're going to look at it from a legal standpoint, I will tell you what the impact is. Every day you delay and you don't decide and hear these cases, every day a child doesn't go to school. A child doesn't get, you know, medical insurance. A child can't get free health insurance or health care. A child doesn't get her MyKid. A child doesn't get to leave the country. A child is at, you know, in jeopardy, or a person is in jeopardy of being detained because you don't have proper documents. I don't know. I don't know how to tell you. Every time you delay, this is what happens. You wait one more day, one more day, one more day, one more year, one more month. You know, it goes on and on. So, sorry, I mean, you keep the grown-ups can go fight, but that's what's happening on the ground.
Right. Tini, in your op-ed yesterday, you volunteered to be part of that special committee that the Home Minister, Muhyiddin Yassin, has promised to form, looking into citizenship issues. But beyond that need, as you pointed out, right, to settle on an inclusive definition of statelessness, what would be some of the other pertinent aspects that you would look into if you were to be part of this committee?
What would be the pertinent part? Grant access to education for all children. Please, their definition of stateless is completely wrong. It doesn't mean that you're stateless if one parent is Malaysian. That's not true. Allow all children access to education. That would be the first thing I do. While investigation of whether a child deserves citizenship or not, allow them that. Allow them access to health education. Look at the issue not from a national security standpoint, but the fact that it is the rights of the child, that it's the best interest of the child to allow them all the basic needs and all the rights given to any other child in Malaysia. That's the first thing I do. Mm. Go argue your legal points, but allow the children these rights.
Yeah.
Well, Tini, thank you very much for joining us on the program and sharing your thoughts with us. We do hope the Home Ministry will speed up in resolving statelessness in the country. You just heard from child rights activist Hartini Zainuddin. Now, earlier, BFM spoke with a stateless individual who turns 18 this year. He's been enrolled at an NGO that's provided him with non-formal secondary education. But growing up without legal documents means that he had to overcome a poor vision of his own future since a very, very young age, as well as a constant lack of a sense of security. And here's what he had to say about his experience.
Saya pernah berhenti sekolah selama 8 bulan. Sebab saya bukanlah daripada keluarga yang senang. Disebabkan saya ni masih lagi bawa umur dan saya tidak mempunyai dokumen yang lengkap. Saya masa bekerja itu menjadi tikus di bawah meja. Sebelum itu saya pernah bekerja sendiri. Saya kerja di kedai jual barangan-barangan seperti beg dan gelang-gelang tangan. Tempat yang saya kerja ni dia merupakan titik panas, ya, hotspot bagi pihak-pihak berkuasa datang untuk memeriksa. Sebab dekat situ pun banyak pekerja yang pelarian, orang yang tak berdokumen, dia bekerja di situ kerana majikan dia cuma mengangkat pekerja asalkan cukup. Ada satu kali tu saya hampir ditangkap sebenarnya. Lepas tu saya dapat lepas. Sebab itulah saya bangga dengan diri saya. Saya cuma bergantung dengan bahasa Melayu. Sebab itulah saya dapat lepas. Tapi kawan saya, dia merupakan warga Myanmar, telah ditangkap lah. Dibawa oleh immigration kerana dia tidak mempunyai apa-apa dokumen langsung. Dan majikan pun tidak mengambil apa-apa tindakan macam nak cuba nak lepaskan dia. Tak ada. Dia biar. Sewaktu saya kecil, saya tidak mempunyai apa-apa persepsi. Saya tahu yang saya akan gagal. Apa pun saya buat, saya akan gagal sebab saya tidak mempunyai dokumen yang lengkap. So, saya tidak kisah pasal persekolahan. Saya ponteng sekolah. Saya buat benda yang tak baik semua. Buat benda yang bagi orang yang sudah, macam orang yang sudah gagal. Saya buat benda itu semua sebab saya betul-betul fikir saya tak ada harapan. Macam mana tinggi pun kau belajar, kau akan jatuh balik ke lubang yang sama sebab kau tak ada dokumen. Sejak dari kecil lagi saya mempunyai banyak impian. Tapi impian saya pada waktu itu dia tak ada makna. Saya tak tahu lagi, saya cuma cakap saja saya nak jadi seorang saintis, saya nak jadi seorang nurse. Tapi kalau sekarang ini disebabkan isu ini juga, anak-anak yang tidak mempunyai dokumen ini, dia tidak mempunyai suara untuk bercakap. So saya, impian saya sekarang ingin menjadi seorang penulis lagu dan juga seorang rapper. Kerana bila saya bercakap pasal sesuatu benda dalam dalam apa saja yang saya tulis, ia bagaikan suara kepada orang yang tidak punya suara. Saya memang rasa saya orang Malaysia. Saya mempunyai hak ke atas kewarganegaraan itu sebab saya lahir di sini. Walaupun saya takut dalam hati saya, tapi saya tak boleh menunjukkan yang saya takut sebab saya memang lahir di sini.
Just heard from a stateless individual sharing his experience of growing up in Malaysia without legal documents. Of course, this pertains to the issue of stateless children, whether the new government will finally tackle this long neglected issue. Stay tuned to the evening edition. More coming up after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.